All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Hope you guys are okay. Just a quick episode today because I just wanted to let you know that on Wednesday the 3rd, which is probably today if you listen to this straight away, I'm going to be on Barrel House Radio 7 till 9. It's going to be the first of my Oasis Podcast radio shows, which is the going to be on a monthly basis over at Barrel House Radio, which is available on barrelhouseradio.com and also all of the radio apps. It will be there. And if you listen to this after the fact, then it will be available on my Patreon or it will be available on Mixcloud. So what I'm doing today is I'm just going to drop in a bit of the start of that show, because the whole point over there is that I can play full tracks, whereas I can't do that on a podcast. So what I'm just going to do here is just give you a bit of a taste of what that show's all about. But obviously we have to fade out the music because we can't play full music tracks on a podcast. So we'll check out a little bit of that. I'll drop by at the end to close it out. But yeah, make sure you're checking out barrelhouseradio.com for that. And just to let you know, on Friday night live, 8 till 10 p.m. I'm going to be back on Barrel House Radio with Dan Potter, talking about Oasis and other stuff and playing tunes. And yeah, so Barrel House Radio, Wednesday 7 till 9, and then Friday 8 till 10 if you're around, or if not, on the Patreon or on the Mixcloud. But anyway, back over to me playing some records, but not very much of them. I'll see you at the end. So if you're listening and you don't know what this is the Oasis Podcast, which is a podcast about the band Oasis. But it's more than that. It's about the Gallagher brothers and it's about indie and Britpop and all that other great stuff. But what it tends to do is links back to, ultimately, the band Oasis. We do interviews, we discuss topics, we discuss news going on in the world of the Gallaghers and related stuff. The podcast's been going on for coming up 4 years, which is pretty nuts. And yeah, throughout that time, we've done over 150 odd episodes with loads and loads of interesting interviews and stuff. But the one thing I can't do on the Oasis Podcast is play music, because on podcasts, you're not allowed to play music. You officially can't play anything copyright music. But what we can do is play little clips. So that's what we tend to do. But it's very frustrating because you're talking about music, you want to play the music. And so what we're going to do over here is actually play the music, which is so exciting. So that was Round Our Way, which is a classic Oasis song, a B-side of Wonderwall, and one of my absolute favourites. And this is really, today what we're talking about is Oasis influences. So these are the bands or the songs that really influenced Oasis in whatever way. And so we're going to go on to now a tune from Blues Brothers, Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. Maybe have a listen out for the horns, see if they sound familiar. Absolutely love that tune, Everybody Needs Somebody to Love by the Blues Brothers, from the movie from 1980, and yeah, from the original by Solomon Burke, absolute legend. And as you heard there, the horns are pretty much exactly the same as the horns in Round Our Way. Look, this is something Oasis have been accused of from day one. You know, literally the second single, Shaker Maker, is exactly the same melody as I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing by the New Seekers. This is not new. This has been something that was part of the story from day one. But we're not necessarily here talking about just songs that were specifically ripped off. That's part of it, and maybe that's one for another episode here in the future. But what we're talking about here is more widely the general influence that created this sound, this Oasis sound. Obviously, it's a bigger topic because it wasn't just one sound. You know, definitely Maybe has a very specific sound. But then the Noel B-sides of the time with that acoustic-y tunes have very different sound as well. And then we get onto the Morning Glory, which is different, Be Here Now, which is different, and all throughout the years they changed. But so today we've got a couple of hours. We're just going to go through a few different songs, sounds, artists influenced Oasis, and look at how and why that happened. And just to point out, this is pre-recorded, so it would be great to hear from you on Twitter. You know, I am at Oasis Podcast, but I'm not gonna be able to take your selections because it is pre-recorded, but it would be great to hear from you. All right, next up we're going to go with the band that, when I put this out on Twitter and asked for some responses, Brian Cannon said it's basically just the Sex Pistols. They are the number one influence. People will say the Beatles, but no, the number one influence on Oasis is the Sex Pistols. That was the Pistols, Pretty Vey, Cunt, and Oasis, Bring It On Down. One of the most punk-inspired songs put out by Oasis. And recently a chap called Simon Price, who's an author and journalist and big Manic sort of connected guy, did a tweet saying that Oasis didn't have any fast songs. Simon Price, Exhibit A. Come on, mate. Now, when we're talking about influence, you've got the actual sound itself. Like, as we said, that was a lot of that was based on that Sex Pistols' raw, visceral energy. Tony McCarroll's drumming is absolutely spot on for that first album. You've got Bonehead and Gwigs have just got this chunking out, awesome wall of sound. And then, obviously, Noel Gallagher on top doing some great guitar work. And Liam's sneering vocals. So it was an absolute cacophony of sound, but underneath that you have to have the songwriting itself. And this is quite interesting, you might not have heard this, but the first instances we've got of Noel Gallagher's songwriting is from a collection of demos that he made in like 1989, that it's just him in his bedroom, and he's got a tune called Hey You. And Hey You by Pink Floyd is a tune that he's always picked out as one of his favourite songs as well. So let's just take it back to strip away the sound. Let's get to Noel Gallagher's earliest ever songwriting that we've ever heard, and then a strong influence on that songwriting with the Pink Floyd tune with the same name. Hey you, if you're out there in the cold, or maybe Pink Floyd, Hey You from The Wall, a song that Noel Gallagher has said he's ripped off numerous times. As you heard, the lyrics there was basically exactly the same as the lyrics for his one of his first ever demos, Hey You, which is fair enough because it wasn't even supposed to be released. So I think a lot of people recording demos, you might just nick some lyrics from another song. It's a good way to help your songwriting, isn't it? But Anyway, there we go. Right, something that probably isn't talked about very much when people think about Oasis influences. You always hear the Beatles and Slade and T-Rex and people like that, that they do sound like. But I don't think you can get away from the fact that in the late 80s and early 90s, Noel Gallagher was spending a lot of time at the Hacienda and listening to dance music. And that definitely comes through in certain tracks in the Oasis sound. In that first period, they were doing a lot more long jamming and drawn-out songs, much more groove-based. And that definitely comes through in certain records. Another one of the unreleased early demos is a tune called Better Let You Know. And that is based on an early house song as well. So let's have a little listen to these, shall we? So that's Oasis with Better Let You Know from the Unheard early demos, and also Cartouche, Feel the Groove, which is the tune that inspired it. Such a shame they didn't do the rap as well. It would have been cool. Maybe Boner could have done the rap. That would have been cool. Another one as well. There's the famous song Columbia, which was the first thing Oasis ever put out as a white label demo. And that definitely has its origins in dance music. And you can really hear it in this tune, which is from 1991, and it's a song called Tortuga by Axe Corner. So yeah, sorry, you might not have realised, I should have warned you, I do sing occasionally on this. But anyway, there you go. That is very clearly to me, that's a big inspiration there. I mean, hey, it could just be that it's a very simple chord structure and they've just ended up using the same chord structure. But I don't know, it's pretty close. And we know that Noel loved that music and that sort of groove. So yeah, could may well be the origin of that tune, who knows. We've got this far in, we're at what, 40 odd minutes, and we haven't yet talked about the two big S bands from Manchester that you cannot deny are massive influences on Oasis. So let's have a bit of The Smiths and The Stone Roses. Consider that a passing of a baton. Thank you, Stone Roses, and thank you, Smiths, before you. But we're Oasis, and we will take it from here. That's Cloudburst. That's a very early B-side. You can hear that the melody is very, very similar to the tune Standing Here that just preceded it. But once again, that's okay. Come on, we're all friends. They're all Manchester-based. That's all right. Definite influence on Liam Gallagher as well, when you think about Ian Brown. Absolutely, definitely an influence on his general style, demeanor. As we've heard, it was basically seeing the Stone Roses that Liam kind of first then decided that he could actually be a musician, a singer, a performer. Up to then, it was never on the radar whatsoever. So yeah, absolutely a massive inspiration for them. And then the Smiths, that's really primarily about Noel Gallagher looking at Johnny Marr, and especially the guitar playing and the way he looked and everything about him. And as we know, Johnny Marr gave Noel the guitar that he then wrote Live Forever on. So the baton was passed in that metaphorical sense as well. Right, now I suppose we need to talk about the Beatles as well. Yes, the Beatles were an influence on Oasis. I mean, the Beatles are an influence on everyone. But it's quite tricky to pin it down, because so often with the Beatles, they've just got so many different styles that it is just about individual songs and individual bits that then did influence Oasis. So, for instance, you've got the little bit at the end of She's Electric is pretty much exactly the same as the little bit at the end of With a Little Help from My Friends. There's various lyrics that are direct lifts. But it's not like you'd really listen to the two bands back to back and think, yes, they do sound like the Beatles. Well, they don't really. So yeah, I've never really heard that. I've never really felt that. I actually do feel they sound a bit more like The Ruttles. The Ruttles was the band put together by Neil Innes that was done for a sort of a mockumentary about the Beatles that George Harrison actually produced and starred in, called All You Need Is Cash. And The Ruttles then went on to make some amazing music. I absolutely love it. I put it up there with a lot of the Beatles. Obviously, the Beatles was the original stuff, so you can't really go against it. But I absolutely love the Ruttles. And this is Love Life. So this is their tune that was a parody of All You Need Is Love. But what's interesting about this one is that Noel Gallagher, on his recent tours on the last album, was covering All You Need Is Love. But then at the end of the song, he would go into this, Love Life. Love is the meaning of life. Life is the meaning of love. So he's clearly a massive Ruttles fan. And also, Neil Innes wrote the song How Sweet to Be an Idiot, which then whatever took the melody of, which ended up being a whole big lawsuit thing. So anyway, so clearly a Ruttles fan, clearly a Neil Innes fan. And Love Life is such a great tune. Right, so from some fake Scousers there with the Ruttles to some real people who are Scousers, aka the real people. The real people are massively important in the story of Oasis. Listen to the interview I did with Chris Griffiths from the band, or read Tony McCarroll's book, and you cannot deny the massive, massive importance of the real people in just helping Noel Gallagher and the band to understand how to craft songs. These guys are master songwriters. They worked with Oasis in those early demos to knock them together, to make them into the songs they were and make them into the band that they became. And they should be given far more credit than they get. I'm just pleased that in recent years that there probably is a bit more understanding of how important they were to the Oasis story coming through. So as we said earlier, there's two elements here really when we're talking about influence. We talk about actual influence, as in the sound of the band and what that meant. And yes, that's definitely the case here with the real people. But as well as that, we also then talk about ripoffs and songs and bits where they've directly lifted. And the real people have suffered at the hands of Noel Gallagher more than most. Let's just have a little listen to these two back to back. If you listen to the Oasis podcast, I imagine you've heard this before, but if you haven't, get ready to have your head blown off. This is Feel the Pain by the Real People, followed by Don't Go Away by Oasis. Don't go away. Well, if you haven't heard that, I hope you are suitably amazed by the sheer audacity of Noel completely lifting the entire chorus from that Real People tune. And they don't even get a songwriting credit on the song. There you go. Right, and this shimmering coda that we're hearing of Don't Go Away perfectly leads us on to the next featured artist, who is Burt Bacharach. Burt Bacharach, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, along with Hal David, the lyricist. He wrote the music. He wrote some of the greatest songs of all time. And Noel is a huge fan, as we can see from the fact that there's a big picture of Burt Bacharach on the front of Definitely Maybe. And Noel did get to play with Burt Bacharach as well back in 1996. He did a cover of this tune, which is This Guy's In Love With You, which Noel often says is his favourite song of all time. And this is probably the definitive version. This is Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
You see this guy, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other.
All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that. As I said before, if you want to check out barrelhouseradio.com, Wednesday the 3rd of March, you will be able to hear me 7 till 9. And then every Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month going forward, you can check me out on there. And then this week, Friday, 8 till 10, I'm going to be on Dan Potter's show talking about Oasis and playing some tunes. So check that out if you're hearing this in time, or if not, then it's on Mixcloud or it's on the Oasis Podcast Patreon. Thanks very much for listening to the Oasis Podcast, and most of all, thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is, and it's greatly, greatly appreciated. You can become a patron at patreon.com/oasispod, which is where we put up shows, extra shows and articles and all kinds of other stuff occasionally. Do please follow on social media at Oasis Podcast on Twitter and Facebook, and Oasis Pod on Instagram. Email me if you've got any questions or thoughts, oasispod@gmail.com. And if you are on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, if you can do a review over there, that would be very cool. All right. Thanks again for listening. And as ever, stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.